LA screenings are back, studios, indies, buyers. So far, over 45 exhibiting companies, some with multiple suites, have confirmed they will be setting up shop at the Fairmont Century Plaza Hotel for the indie portion of the LA screenings, taking place on May 18th, 19th, and 20th. In addition, 13 distribution companies are reserving meeting tables, and some have reserved multiple tables, which will be located one floor below the lobby. The exhibitor suites are located throughout the 9 floors of the hotel, from the 3rd floor to the 11th. The indie portion will be followed by the studio screenings, which will be held on their respective lots and will run through May 25th, closing with Paramount Global and Sony Pictures. Their LATAM screenings are scheduled on May 21st for Paramount, May 22nd for NBC Uni, May 23rd for Warner Media, and May 24th for Sony. Disney will have a suite at the Century Plaza, and it will be screening in its suite only on May 25th. Prior to the LA screenings, the U.S. TV sector was in New York City for the upfronts, where the new TV season was presented to advertisers on May 16th to 19th. The current number of exhibitors at the Century Plaza is 67% of the number that exhibited during the last in-person LA screenings in May of 2019, but the number is expected to rise to 70% by the start of the event. Among the indie exhibitors at the Century Plaza, there are Kalinos, Intermedia, and Mistco from Turkey, Telefilms and Leda Films from Argentina, and Televisa and TV Azteca from Mexico. From Colombia, RCN is participating. From Peru, Tondero. And from Brazil, Record TV, Sato, and TV Globo are there. With regard to the studios, NBC Uni, Lionsgate, MGM, Warner Brothers, and Disney will each have a presence at the Century Plaza. All in all, these exhibitors will represent 15 countries. The Century Plaza, located in the Century City area of West LA, was the original venue of the LA screenings, then called the May screenings, when it started in 1963. But for the last 4 years of the event prior to 2020, it was held at the nearby Intercontinental, which is currently closed. To organize the hotel accommodations of the indie portion of the event, Miami, Florida-based Isabel Marquez once again teamed up with NatPee, and together they will be making name badges available at $35 a pop for distributors, free for buyers. Before NatPee came on board, Marquez negotiated special rates with the Fairmont Century Plaza. The lowest nightly rates were in the order of $750, but Marquez managed to bring that down to $375, which is close to the rate charged at the Intercontinental the last time the Indies were in attendance at the 2019 edition prior to the pandemic. This has been LA Screenings Are Back, Studios, Indies, Buyers.